Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 2nd of December 2018. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whiskey India and read today by Idris VK7ZIR. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.67 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. On 7.14 MHz by Mike, VK7FB. On 14.13 MHz by Jack, VK7IL. On 28.525 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. Australia-wide on Talk Group 3809, user activated. VK7 news only from 09:30 to 10 a.m. by Clayton, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. We could do with two or three volunteers for HF relays on Sundays. If you are set up for digital modes, then you are set up for a broadcast. Please think about helping out. Broadcast news, RAOTC reminder. As mentioned in the WIA National News, Monday, December the 3rd, will see the last Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club broadcast for 2018. It will also be the last broadcast from Ian Godsell, VK3JS. This month there will be another in the series, Women Who Have Made Significant Contributions to Science. Scottish-born Mary Somerville, 1780 to 1872, is famous for her works about mathematics and general relativity. She was largely self-taught because major schools and universities did not allow women to enrol. However, her book, The Mechanism of the Heavens, was used by Cambridge University as a textbook for many years. Mary Somerville is depicted on a new polymer banknote to be released shortly by the Bank of Scotland. The second article deals with melanocytes. They are responsible for hair, eye and skin colour. Some of us show evidence of their lacking. This broadcast promises to be most interesting. It will go to air at 7:30 p.m. local time on Monday over the VK7RAA-RTC statewide network. Please note that contrary to what is announced on the broadcast, this is the only FM airing of OTN news in VK7 at present. There will be a call back at the conclusion at 8 p.m, so please check in if you're able. Statistics are gathered from this and sent to the originators. That comes 73 from Peter, VK7PD. QSL News, VK7 QSL Update. This week's email version of the broadcast has an updated list of all QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau received from the WIA as at 28th of November 2018. Some calls only have one card, some have many. There is also an additional list of all cards soon to be returned to the Reist Club Rooms as at 28th of November, provided by Warren VK7WN. The cards at Reist will also be disposed of in the near future if not claimed or no arrangements are made to mail them out. If your call sign is listed, please contact Herman to advise whether you want the cards or not. Email to vk7bureau@wia.org.au. Apart from those with whom Herman has a standing arrangement re the delivery of cards, he has so far received 11 responses to date, indicating whether cards are wanted or not. It was great to put faces to names at Moena, and also to hand over QSL cards to a good number of those attending the great day. Herman has been alerted that some call signs are being used by pirate operators, as the licensed owners receiving cards have not been on air for some time, and in one case never worked on the band for which the card was made out. If you want cards mailed regularly as they arrive, please send Herman some postage stamps to cover costs. While Herman does deliver cards on an opportunity basis, if you want him to mail them, it will be at your cost. WIA members are entitled to have one free mail out per year, and this is in the process of happening at the moment. Mail out arrangements for those who have contacted me will continue. And a final reminder, any cards held now and for which no delivery arrangements have been made will be disposed of before Christmas. I look forward to hearing from you. 73 from Herman VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmanian Radio and TV Group, the NWTR and TVG. Club General Meeting. A general meeting of the club was held yesterday, Saturday the 1st of December 2018. Listeners may recall that the club was anticipating Kevin VK7HKN from the North that would be a guest speaker for the meeting, bringing some of his loop antennas to show and instructing those present on the finer points of construction of same. Unfortunately, Kevin's health issues prevented him from making the trip to the meeting, with hospital staff requiring him to undergo further stress tests in recent days. Kevin apologises for this and is hopeful of making the presentation early in the new year. In the meantime, the club, along with all Kevin's amateur friends, wish him well, and it won't be too long before he is back to good health. Tony, VK7AX, the news officer, sends this to us. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the North. SOTA and WWFF Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are from 10:30 a.m. on Mondays and Fridays at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. For more details, contact Al on mobile 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. 2019 membership fees. A big thank you to those members who have now paid their 2019 membership fees. The response to date has been very heartening. Renewal membership notices have now all been sent to members who have listed their email address with us, along with those members who have only a postal address listed. So, if you haven't received your notice yet, then there is every chance that we don't have your correct information on record. If you find yourself in this position, please contact the Treasurer on treasurer@ntarc.net or the Secretary on ntarc.emails@gmail.com. In the interim, a reminder that NTARC's 2019 membership fees are $30 for a full voting member and $5 additional for each family member that the voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. As all listeners must be aware, the replacement of ageing legacy equipment, along with other ongoing care and maintenance of our repeater systems, does not come cheap. For you to be able to continue to enjoy this aspect of your hobby and for NTARC to continue to provide this great network, we need your support now. If you are not a member of NTARC, please consider joining. If you have been a member in the past but have let that membership lapse for any reason, please consider rejoining. In either case, an application form can be found on the NTARC website, or why not pop into the club rooms on a Monday or Friday during coffee hours and collect an application. You will be made most welcome. If club membership is not your cup of tea, we fully understand. In those circumstances, perhaps you might care to make a direct donation to our repeater fund rather than pay a yearly subscription. If so, we would be happy to receive your contribution either in person, at a club meeting or coffee morning, or by post to Post Office Box 275 Launceston 7250. Any donation will gladly be accepted. All donations will be officially receipted and noted accordingly against the repeater project. WIA 2019 call book. With the announcement of from the WIA of the availability of the 2019 call book, NTARC will again be arranging a bulk buy for members. If you are interested in taking part in this purchase, could you please let the Treasurer Andre, VK7ZAB, know either at coffee on a Monday or Friday, or email him at the following, treasurer@ntarc.net, so that we can gauge interest and order the appropriate number as soon as possible. We anticipate we can offer the call book at $35, which was the same as last year. This is still a significant saving on the cost of a WIA member ordering directly from the WIA bookshop, once postage is added on and is significantly cheaper than the price available to non-WIA members. Wednesday technical session. Nation. It's now over to President Idris to let us all know what transpired at last Wednesday's technical evening, the evening's technical get-together at the Rochely Clubrooms. And he writes, another evening with lots to do and see. Peter of EK7KPC brought along a very old compact multimeter with markings on the scale corresponding to significant voltages of the time, such as the different valve voltages one might find in a radio of that era. Not only that, it was his birthday, and he produced a large chocolate cake made by XYLK with binary candles. What's with the binary candles, you might ask? There were six candles corresponding to the first six values of the binary progression, namely 1, 2, 4, 8, 16 and 32, and they were all lit. I'll let you do the maths as to what his age is, but suffice to say, his next birthday cake will have seven candles on it, with only the last one lit. The cutting of the cake was accompanied by a raucous rendition of Happy Birthday, which I'm sure could have been heard outside the building. The cake was delicious. Thank you, Kay. Rosvik A7ALH staggered in under the weight of a massive military transmitter. The table it was put on fairly groaned. On closer inspection of markings, the radio was from the World War II US Signals Corps, but manufactured in Australia by AWA. Of particular interest was the way all controls were lockable and components were secured with straps and springs so that settings could not be changed by vibration, as this was a set meant to be mounted in a vehicle. Ross tells us that he has the matching receiver and aims to have them both working again. Thanks, Ross, for another interesting item. Kevin, VK7KJL, was coming to grips with a new alarm panel programming for his home QTH. Bernie, VK7BR, still had some work to do on his stepper motor controller. This time it was the reference oscillator. And speaking of reference oscillators, Andre, VK7ZAB, and Stefan, VK7ZSB, arrived bearing the new enclosure for the VK7RAE beacon's GPS reference. Andre has been metal bashing that evening to accommodate the GPS module and power supply in the case. A bit of cosmetic tidying up and it was nearly ready for installation at Don Head's the next day. Peter, VK7PD, had his usual class that evening with some additions to the training room of a notice board and shelving. Some dates for the assessments were also discussed. VK7ZPE and VK7ZCF were taking great interest in a 1961 edition of TV Week brought in by Ebenezer, VK7AT. Listed TV shows were being remembered, and advertisements with the prices of houses at the time caused some amazement. With all the activities going on, the time went too quickly, so we'll have to wait until next week. Thanks, Idris, for that update. Now on to coming events. Technical sessions. The next of these nights takes place on Wednesday evening, the 5th of December, from 7:30pm to 10:30pm at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochely. For those that attend these nights, please note that on Wednesday, the 12th of December, there will be no technical session due to us having our yearly Christmas social that evening. Therefore, our last technical session for 2018 will be Wednesday, the 19th of December. December Breakup Christmas Get-Together, Wednesday the 12th of December, commencing from 4pm to 11pm. This will be a BYO food and drink barbecue. We welcome any nibbles, dips or other Christmas fare to share among the attendees on the night. Probably now there will also be a good idea to start practicing the Christmas carols, not forgetting that we have a pianola standing by ready to assist with the music. January meeting, Saturday the 12th of January. This would normally be a barbecue meeting to welcome in 2019, but for a change we will not be having a barbecue. Instead we are planning on having sandwich platters and cold chicken plus some salads. Costs will be $10 per person, but this time the lunch food will be organised by the committee. Lunch will commence at noon, and this will be followed by the January meeting at 1400 hours, and the meeting will be followed by a show and tell or an informal chat session, whatever suits you on the day. Donations of afternoon tea would still be appreciated. February, Annual General Meeting. Yes, it's getting close to that time again. The NTARC AGM will be held on Wednesday the 13th of February. Meeting will commence at 19:30 hours, 7:30pm, and I'll be writing to all the NTARC coordinators soon requesting they start to think about their yearly report. The AGM will be followed by the February General Meeting. More information on this matter in January. Coffee mornings are normally held every Monday and Friday in the NTART Club Rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. to noon. Also, a reminder that our last coffee session for 2018 will be Friday the 21st of December. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales, jokes courtesy of Ebenezer, and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. Currently, though, we do not have any cards awaiting collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, cake and the coffee, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote, in the jar to assist us in our ongoing operations. And finally, as always, I look forward to seeing you all at Rochalie. A reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email me at the following address, ntark.emails@gmail.com. That's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. And you are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST, ARRL Handbook Purchase Update. The ARRL handbooks arrived on Friday and will be available for those who purchased them from the club rooms on Wednesday the 5th of December from lunchtime. For those who opted to pay for postage, if you could please get in contact with Ben, VK7BEN, with your details, he will arrange for postage to happen this week. There are no spare books available for purchase, but for those who might be interested, REAST has purchased a copy to be added to the club room library and can be browsed whenever you are visiting. REAST End of Year Barbecue this Wednesday. A reminder to all REAST members that a free barbecue will be held at the club rooms at both lunch and dinner on Wednesday, December the 5th. That's this coming Wednesday. A large amount of sausages and burgers have been ordered after selling out at the car boot sale. So it is very important that all members attempt to attend and assist in the consumption of this charcuterie from Lindisfarne Gourmet Meats. If you are wanting to bring your own more exotic foods to cook, please feel free to do that as well. As mentioned above, if you would like some light reading, the new ARRL handbook will also be available. For those who may be interested in DMR handhelds but missed out last time, there are a couple of handhelds left at a member price of $130. Why not spoil yourself with an early Christmas present? VK7BEN will also be able to provide a DMR update service on the day as well for anyone who wants a code plug update. Come and join in on a free feed and good company as another year starts to wind down. We look forward to seeing you there. Memberships now due. Once again, it's that time of the year when 2018 subscriptions expire on the 31st of December and 2019 subscriptions fall due. This year, the annual fee remains at $35 and, as always, funds the bulk of REAST's yearly operations. Due to some issues with membership this year, we request that all members renewing along with paying their fee either fill out a renewal form at the club rooms or fill out the online renewal form on the REAST website, link in the text edition. This is important as this year we have had instances of money being paid but have not been able to determine who's paid it. Current accepted forms of payment include cash, cheque or direct deposit. Credit card facilities are only available in person, i.e. with a card reader, but not online this year. Please be aware that only members who pay before January the 31st, 2019, will be getting a member pack in 2019, which will include a member card and REAST sticker. And that's 73 from Ben, VK7BEN, the REAST Secretary. VK7RHT repeater upgrade. As part of the ongoing REAST repeater upgrades, both Brian VK7TX and Damien VK7SD ventured to Snug Tears last Sunday to replace the ageing VK7RHT Philips 8142 meter repeater with a refreshed 50 watt Spectra Engineering MX920. Upon arriving at the site, initial observations identified a stray stainless wire that had been found wrapped between the Taz Maritime and the Reist Towers. This was likely the culprit of the recent intermittent crackling and was quickly removed. The new repeater was placed into service, some tests carried out and some cables tidied up. VK7RHT can be accessed on 146.850 with an input 600 kHz lower on 146.250. No tone is required. Tests so far have been very positive. Discussions are underway to investigate restoration of the link between snug tiers and the domain repeaters. 73 from Damien, VK7SD, the Reist repeater coordinator. Experimenter's Night Wrap-Up. Paul, VK7FPCL, brought in his now gutted Coden 6801 marine transceiver that was purchased at Myena Hamfest. This case is being used to house a Bitex transceiver and display that fit nicely into the speaker hole in the front panel. Murray, VK7ZMS, was showing off his recently purchased FT818 and much discussion about how this lighter rig was going to enable Murray to do a whole lot of new SOTA summits. Murray was also working on his Arduino projects and put headers on a nice little shield for the Arduino that breaks out all the I.O. pins and puts positive and ground next to those I.O. pins. A great little experimenting board. Rex VK7MO and Richard VK7ZMS were planning their 10 gig EME contacts with HB9Q, who is currently on an EME DX position in Liechtenstein and has been progressively going up in frequency from 6 metres to 10 gigs. These contacts took place yesterday, at Saturday morning. Rex also brought along a much improved tripod mount for the 600mm dish ready for Saturday. Alan, VK7KAJ and Warren, VK7WN, were deep in conversation about travels, the Antarctic division and much more. And those mind food feeding Tim Tams disappeared during the conversation. Hi, hi. Ben, VK7BEN, and Richard's son Nick were deep in conversation about Apple notebooks. Nick works at the Olympic Dam mine and has some great stories. Justin, VK7TW, brought along his recently modified Coden 4401 power amplifier. The modification took the original low-pass filter out of circuit as it is tuned for the marine HF frequencies. Justin is using a Russian-built amateur HF low-pass filter board for the HPSDR to do the low-pass filtering. Justin proved he could get over 200 watts from the PA, even though it is rated at 150 watts. Justin was driving it through an attenuator from his FT817 into a dummy load. At this power, the PA draws over 10 amps of current. This amplifier will be pressed into service with one of Justin's HPSDR units. We go into recess for a fortnight, as next week is the barbecue night and we'll be having the experimenters night all through December. So, if you need to escape the silly season, come along from 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday the 12th, 19th and 26th. We'll see you there. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Reist Foundation Training and Assessment Day. The next Foundation Training and Assessment Day is on the 22nd of December from 9 a.m. Please contact Reg, VK7KK, if you are interested in attending the day. Check out the Reist website or Facebook page for events. So if interested, please contact Reg on email, assessor@reist.asn.au, or phone mobile 0417 391607. 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And now regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, SOTA Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions, from 10:30 a.m. at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. Technical sessions on Wednesdays from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. Reist, Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon and the experimenters night from 19:30 in the Queen's Domain club rooms. Reist Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.1 MHz FM. Events, Reist, 5th of December. Lunch and dinner, free end-of-year celebration barbecue. Wyson, Tasmania South, on 9th of December, noon. End-of-year lunch at the Royal Yacht Club of Tasmania, Sandy Bay. Entark, 12th of December, December break-up Christmas get-together from the 4pm to 11pm. BYO food and drink barbecue. Worldwide, 25th of December, weight challenge male in red outfit gets stuck in your chimney delivering your IC9700. TFS has to employ crane to remove said person from chimney with only minor scratches on the 9700. Hi, hi. Entark, 12th of January 2019. Lunch at noon, followed by show and tell at 2pm. Entark, 13th of February 2019. AGM commencing 7:30pm. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7FB. Repeaters, Reist, Entark and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, VK7ALH. 40 metres, VK7TW. 20 metres, a volunteer is required. 10 metres, VK7VKT. DMR Talk Group 3809, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8pm on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by VK7 National VK7 Amateur Radio News at 0930 hours. Items from the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group's IO group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday, prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callback and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay reports will use their own call signs during the callback. For the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it's 73's from Idris, VK7ZIR.